In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate this great feast day of the holy name of Mary. The holy name of Mary. How powerful is the name of Mary, the Virgin Mary. Because from her, was born Jesus Christ the Lord. It is through her and through that powerful yes that she gave to the Holy Spirit to enter into her that each of us has an opportunity to encounter salvation. Salvation who has a name, and it is Jesus. This very same Jesus who she gave birth to is the reason why we're all here today. And so it is for this reason that we honor that holy name of Mary as we come to her today. One of the great passages in the Litany of Loreto. In the Litany of Loreto, we have that great passage where we talk about all the titles which this Blessed Virgin goes through in her life and which the Church has recognized that she holds. And by using her name attached with these titles, we find great strength, but one of them is Virgin Most Powerful. Virgin Most Powerful. Think about it. Think about how powerful this little virgin is, this young girl who has not known man. The whole of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the same gospel passage that we have here today from Luke chapter 1, St. Luke relays to us this conversation between her and the angel Gabriel, and the angel Gabriel being the message of the good tidings of the Lord, of God. God waits on Mary. This God who created the universe, who, as holy Job goes forth in his writings and says, records for us the dialogue between him and God Almighty and says, Who was consulted? Who was consulted to see how far it is that the waters should go and attack the land? Who was consulted to see how high they should go? Who was consulted when the monster Rahab or the Leviathan was created? Who was consulted in these things? Were you consulted, Job, and yet you want an answer from me, God? Am I the one who have to explain my answers to you? Remember that passage in Job? Who is that who? Who is the who that God consulted, who asked a question, who refused to act until she answered? That's Mary. That's Mary. Mary is the powerful one. The only person in all of creation that God chose to consult first before he would enact his plan of salvation. The only human being in the whole world, in fact, the only creature in the whole universe, that's Mary. That's your mother. God refused to act until she said yes. That is the power. That's the power that lays within that virgin, that lays within our mother. And so the question for each of us is, why is it that we fall into sin? Or why is it that we fall into anxiety? Or we allow ourselves to be overcome with even senses of despair or movements which are against the Lord and think that everything is mounting upon us and we can't do anything? If we only were to recognize how powerful even just that name of Mary is. Because we know when we call upon Mary, who is our mother, just like we know when we called as a young child, a babe, on the name of our mother, even if we could not say the name that she was given, there she was at our beck and call, or there we were there for our own children or grandchildren at their beck and call. And yet here is one who God himself consults before he enacts his plan of salvation. How powerful is she? Why should we ever fall into sin? Why should we ever allow ourselves to become overcome with the anxieties and difficulties of this life and of this world? Call upon the name of Mary, the holy name of Mary, the powerful name of Mary, the name of Mary which destroys the work of the evil one, which reverses the culture of the world, which allows God and his mighty power to enter into time and our reality. This day, as we go about, let us frequently find ourselves having recourse to this most holy name of the Virgin Mother of God. It is in Mary. It is in Mary that our hope resides. It is in Mary that our lives are safeguarded unto eternal life. It is Mary that our hope of achieving the plan of God, even in our days, rests. That's why we pray the Hail, Holy Queen. Be attentive to these things as we progress through these sacred mysteries of the holy sacrifice of the Mass right now, and especially as we call upon those last three petitions of the prayers which we pray after the conclusion of the Mass and the Leonine prayers in the Hail Holy Queen, the Salve Regina, as we pray, You, Mary, are our life. You, Mary, are our sweetness. You, Mary, are our hope. It is in the name of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. That's where we have power. And that's where we are able to finally touch the power of God Almighty. She whom God consulted. She for whose yes and permission God waited to act. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.